90. As we receive communion. There's something that's been stirring in me. And that is that as we take communion and we look at his body that was broken for us. It was broken for us. But it was more than that. Every lash, every part of the scourging, every pluck of his beard that was pulled out of his face, the suffering that happened purchased something for us. And when we come to the table and we say, Lord, thank you for your body and thank you for your blood, and we don't consider the magnitude of what he purchased for us. Tonight, perhaps we come to the table and we say, Lord Jesus, this is your body that was broken for us. And we recognize that as you gave your body voluntarily to the torture, to the lashes, yes, we know that by your stripes we are healed, but do we also know that by your stripes we are made whole? It's more than physical healing, it's healing of our spirit, it's healing of our minds, it's healing of our soul. That the curses spoken about in Deuteronomy Old Testament have been reversed and they are now blessings to us.
Amen.
We are now blessed going in and coming out. It's just not his body. It's just not his blood. It was an ordained transfer. Why can we be righteous and stand before Father, Abba God? Because when he looks at us, he sees Jesus' righteousness that happened at the cross. His body was broken. It's more than healing. It's even more than the blessings we receive. So Lord, as I stand here now and we prepare to take this communion where we are in common union with you.
Amen.
We receive every single blessing, everything that you paid for with your body and your blood, your death on the cross, your suffering, your descension into hell, defeating death, hell, and the grave, and bringing the keys back from hell, and then ascending to the right hand of the Father, seated where we can share your throne and sit on the throne with you in front of Abba God. Everything, Lord God, the blessings, the purity, yes, your blood was given for remission of sins, and that's why we have the ability to stand before God. We are righteous. We are as righteous as Jesus himself is righteous. He who knew no sin was made sin for us.
Amen.
And we died on that cross with him.
Amen.
When we recognize that, we realize that we can walk in righteousness. It's not just a word. It's a reality. There's so much there, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, come and be our teacher and our guide for exactly what we should be walking in and the things that we don't even know to walk in because we have not been taught, we have not heard, and we have not been prepared to receive your truth. Lord, I come against the condemning spirit that says, surely that couldn't be for me because look at what I've done. No, don't look at what you've done because that's under the blood. Amen. Lord Jesus, thank you. I ask that you create a yearning inside us that drives us to pursue everything that you paid for on the cross for us.
Yes.
Every blessing, every right. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. What is that inheritance? It's the inheritance of God himself through his son Jesus. There's so much. Lord, begin with me. Each one should be praying, begin with me. Show us the things that we've missed, that we don't even know the questions, never mind the answers. But your Spirit will and will teach us as we pursue and drive deeper. So, Lord, on that night, you broke the bread. And the disciples before you could have no idea of the transaction that you were putting in place. And would not shy away from, but would voluntarily complete and fulfill. He saw each one of us that night.
Amen.
He saw his bride that night. He saw the sons of light that would come alive and walk in the fulfillment of the destiny that he himself wrote for us before the foundation of the earth, before the foundation of the world. He saw all of that. And he said, I adjudge that it's worth laying down my body, laying down my blood, pouring out my blood for many. Lord, we are part of that many. And as you broke bread, we take this now because it is your body broken for us. We believe it is the very body broken for us. And Lord, I don't understand it, but I don't need to understand it. What I need to do is to obey you and know that as your body enters my body, the reality that we become, even as you are right now, so are we in this earth.
Amen.
Thank you. Then after the supper, you took the cup. You said, this is my blood. Perfect blood. Perfect blood. That is poured out. It wasn't just spilt. It wasn't just a little droplets of blood around the thorny crown. It was poured out. And as the blood hit the earth, how did creation cry out that the creator of all would die for his creation? He said, this is my blood poured out for many. I trust that this night you would judge yourself as one of that many. And if not, before the night is out, you will become one.
Amen.
Lord, this blood we take now, knowing that there's life in the blood. Your life, Lord God. Your life. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And as such, we serve. Thank you. Father, part of being your son is to understand and to give proper place to authority. You say to pray for those that are authority over us. Lord, this night, we take your body. And we pray for each of those, Lord God, that you have placed over us, whether it be in the civil government, or the business government, or ecclesiastical government, or our family government. We lift up each of those that you have put over us. And we thank you and bless you for them. We thank you for what you're doing, because we don't understand exactly what you're doing, but we know that you have it under control.
Amen.
We wonder at times of how you work things. And I thank you that we can have confidence, along with faith, confidence that you are sovereign. Nothing that happens in our news media, nothing that happens in politics or anything in our lives comes as a surprise to you. So this night, we not only, Lord God, thank you for those you put in authority over us, but we take this communion on behalf of those that know you and will come to know you. For even as they come to know you, the promises that you wrote in your books, books of destiny as it were, will come to pass. In the name of Jesus, we take this. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This I take on behalf of those that are our brothers and sisters in Christ, that this night find themselves in jail, whether it be physical jail or the jails that we put ourselves into, where God puts us in a place that is too hard and we say, you know what, it's too much, I'm going to back off. And therefore, we withdraw ourselves from the very destiny that he's called us to so we can mature as sons of God. Physical jails, our brothers and sisters that can't speak or hear or whatever the situation is, we take this on their behalf, Lord God, because we understand that freedom is not through sight or hearing. Freedom is a matter of the health and the vitality of the spirit that's inside of us. It's your spirit, Lord God. And you gave us a spirit so that the strength of that spirit as it communions with your spirit grow. And the people that believe there's that they are in jail or have put themselves in jails, that those shackles will be shattered. That the doors will swing open wide even as they break out of themselves and praise you. Honor you.
Amen.
Give you honor for what you have done and begin to understand what you have done and who you created them to be.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are truly the Alpha and the Omega.
Amen. I want you to repeat, say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
My eyes do see.
My eyes do see.
My eyes do see.
My eyes do see.
They're not blind, Lord.
They're not blind, Lord.
I see.
I see.
My ears hear.
My ears hear.
And my heart does perceive.
And my heart does perceive.
You're on my case.
You're on my case.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't stop, Lord.
Don't stop, Lord.
You're on my case.
You're on my case.
Keep me open.
Keep me open, Lord.
To receive.
To receive.
Amen?
Amen.
In the midst of my time of prayer this afternoon, I heard loud and clear 1 John 4:4. So that's where we're going. And he pressed that we would use the Amplified. And I wants you to be aware that His Spirit is inside of you and me. It's not somebody else's spirit. It's the love of Christ that's operating tonight. How many could see and feel the presence of the Holy Spirit tonight? All right. And He wants to use every person, even the little ones.
Amen.
Amen. All right. 1 John 4:4 says, little children. Wow, you guys are in here, huh? Wow. You are of God and you belong to Him and have already defeated and overcome them. In parentheses it says the agents of Antichrist. The agents of Antichrist is trying to find a different solution rather than using what God has already provided, His very own Son. The agents of deception will try to convince you that you can clean up your own act. And they are against the Anointed One. That's what the agents of Antichrist really means. Because He who lives in you is greater and mightier than he who is in the world. There are some mighty teachers in my past that brought me to an awareness that I could not trust people for my salvation. I had a major issue on that area because of a lot of different opinions by people who were selling a way of salvation. And that salvation was to be done by me, a works program that was instituted for and to bring me to an awareness that I would be holy if I did all these rules and regulations according to the dictates that they had given. Never once did anybody say the one that's alive in you is greater than all these other things and all these other people. And so I had an awareness of people in authority, different levels, etc., etc. And there's nothing wrong with respecting people. But I didn't understand what was in me and who was in me. The ones that are in the world have a plan. Their plan is to keep you from knowing who the one that gave His life for us. And who is our high priest? He's the one that gave up everything that he had in order for us to come to life. And you know, that kind of love is so far out of the box that your brain tilts. Your whole mentality just has to bow to that kind of love. Verse 5 says, they proceed from the world and are of the world. Therefore, it is out of the world. Its whole economy, morally considered, that they speak and the world listens and pays attention to them. So they have an agenda. Verse 6 says, we are children of God. Whoever is learning to know God progressively, to perceive, recognize, and understand God. And these areas right here are more important than maybe you realize. By observation, and more experience is the next one, tasting the experience, and to get an ever clearer knowledge of Him. Wow. listen to us. And he who is not of God does not listen or pay attention to us. By this we know and recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Some are going to listen to you, and they're going to pay attention. And they do have an awareness, and they'll connect with you. And you'll have a rapport, an awareness. And that is a signal to you that the spirit within them is searching after the Lord, the real Savior. Those who poo-poo you away, don't waste your breath. Because already the spirit of Antichrist is evident by their actions and by their reactions. How many know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. You can just know, and your word earlier said that you're aware of the manipulation, the selfishness, the motivations of their heart. And you can see it, and you can almost taste it. So when people get all bent out of shape about Antichrist, he's around. He's using a lot of different individuals everywhere. And he was using people in that day. And so for 2,000 years, he's refined his act. He does a pretty good work. And you got to respect him, because let's face it, he's such a good liar, the world believes him. Your job is to find the spirit of truth. Verse 7 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love springs from God, and he who loves his fellow men is begotten or born of God and is coming progressively to know and understand God, to perceive and recognize and get a better, clearer knowledge of him." And ever getting to understand by your experience the awesomeness of your Creator. The awesomeness of what he did. Verse 8 kind of identifies the opposite. He who does not love has not become acquainted with God. Does not and never did know God, or for God is love. So if they're unable to give you love, what's in them? The opposite. In this, the love of God was made manifest or displayed. Where we are concerned, in that God sent his Son, the only begotten or unique Son, into the world so that we might live through him. Might gives us a choice. And this is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation, the anointed or the anointing sacrifice for our sin. Beloved, if God loves us so very much, we also ought to love one another. Amen. So the directions are clear. The ordinance from God is do it. Don't think about it forever. Just love. If you don't know what else to say, love. So you see, you had the message before I did. And I was blessed because I know that that's the word he had for tonight. But I'm going to give you a few scriptures that I pray will help you to understand that you are the temple. It's not a building sitting in Jerusalem that's going to save you. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, "Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you?" Not with, in. 1 Corinthians 6:19. "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you?" I stress the word in. whom you have received from God, you are not your own. You're not your own. 2 Corinthians 6:16. What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be part-time my people. Full-time my people. Ephesians 2:20. Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, which Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. 21. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple. Really? A holy temple in the Lord. 22. In him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. So he's going to tabernacle inside of you and I if we give him permission and we get hungry enough and we ask him for more. Never get satisfied with what you got. No matter where you are on that progression, never get satisfied. Don't stop asking for more. That's one area of selfishness that you can actually put under the anointing of the Holy One instead of other things. Don't stop crying out for more. Don't ever stop being satisfied and saying, oh, well, you know, next year is going to be like this year. That's not the Holy Ghost. 1 Peter 2:5. 1 Peter 2:5. That's the last scripture I'm going to give you. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. As I was pondering on some of these verses today, I said, Holy Spirit, I can't make them believe anything. I can't. I can twist arms. I can do a lot of things. I can yell and scream, put on an act, get you all hepped up. You know, the other day I heard some, let's say, hoopla, and it was all carnal. And it was all about Jesus, and people were all fired up and frenzied. I said, Lord, what are they doing? You know, what are they doing? He says, that's all they know. They get happy Sunday morning, they get happy Tuesday night, and the rest of the week they're bored. Yeah. My heart is that you will progressively see him in everything you do and everyone you speak to and every person that you minister to. Do not stop. Don't be satisfied with what you did yesterday. That rear mirror, it's wonderful. It's very handy. But if you're driving down the highway only looking at that, you're going to get into what? Yeah. Now close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
This is a good word tonight.
This is a good word.
And I want to really let it happen. So I'm giving you full permission. Shake my tree. Don't let me stay. Where I lived yesterday. I want to go forward. I want to experience it for myself. And I am the temple of the Holy Ghost.
And I am the temple of the Holy Ghost.
And he has full sway.
And he has full sway.
I'm giving him permission tonight. With pastor's blessing.
To go for it.
All the way.
All the way.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.